Following shiur is being recorded for TorahDownloads.com, a project of the Yehuda Mann Foundation, Le'ilui Nishmas, Yehuda Aryeh ben Yoshua Yakir. Chovos HaLevavos, Shar HaYichud, Part 1, the Psicha. Omer HaMchaber, the author says, Kasher chakarnu al masha atzorech elav yoser mipinos dosinu v'sharashah. When we looked into what would be required the most of all of our religious fundamental principles, Matzoni Yichud HaLokim, Balev Shalom, we found that the oneness of God with a whole heart is the root and foundation. That it is the first gate of all the gates of Torah. And with unity of God is where we divide the one who believes from the one who doesn't believe. And this is the first of a true religion. And if somebody turns away from it, none of his actions and none of his belief will be upheld. And that's why the first speech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us on Har Sinai was in Shmos Chaf Pasuk Beis, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. You can't have other gods. And afterwards he warned us through his Navi, as it says in the Pasuk in Devarim, Perek Dalet Pasuk Vav, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Listen Israel, Hashem our God, Hashem is one. V'tzorah shetoven ha-perek hazeh, shel Shema Yisrael ad sofo. And a person needs to understand this chapter of Shema Yisrael until the end. V'sirah, and you will see, heich netku bo dvarov me'inyan le'inyan. How its topic goes from one idea to the next idea. And it includes 10 things within it, corresponding to the Aseres HaDibros. V'hu, shetzivonu lahamin b'bori yisbarach. It is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'omro, that it says, Shema Yisrael Hashem, we have to listen and believe in Hashem. V'lo yiskavim v'chan ba'omro shema l'shema ha'ozen. It doesn't mean that we should hear, literally hearing with our ears. Achis kavin le'emunas halev is referring to the belief in the heart. K'mosha Amar HaKotov, like the Pasuk in Shmos Chav Dalet Zayin says, Na'ase v'nishma, we will do and we will hear. And in Devarim Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel says, V'shamata Yisrael v'shamarta lasos, and you will hear Kal Yisrael, and you will guard, and you will do. V'chom ma'sheba al haderach hazeh b'lashon shmiya, anything like this that comes with the language of hearing, lo yiskavin bo ki'im l'hamin u'l'kabel. Its intention is only to believe and to accept. And after which we are obligated to believe in the truth of his existence. The next step is that we have to believe that he is our God. As the next word in the pasuk is, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Then the next step is to believe that he is the one true God. Hashem Echad, as the pasuk concludes, the one God. And once we have accepted these three things that we have already mentioned, the next phase it brings in is what we have to connect to it, the who, and that is Avas Hakel B'Lev Shalem, to love Hashem with all your heart, Vaseisa Regole, hidden and revealed, V'Nafshenu V'Me'odenu, with our soul and with all our wealth, K'moshe Amar, like the Pasuk in Devarim Perek Vav Pasuk He says, V'Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, you should love Hashem your God, B'Chol Levavcha, with all your heart, V'Chol Nafshecha, and with all your soul, V'Chol Me'odecha, and with all your possessions. V'Ani Asid Levoyer Ha'inyin Hazeh, B'Shar Avas Hakel Be'ezer Atzur, and I will later on explain this more in the gate that we'll talk about of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the help of Hashem. Then it goes on to explain Lahazir al Chobos al Vavos, to warn a person about the obligations of his heart. But Amro, as the Pasuk says in the Varim Vav Vav, the next Pasuk afterwards, that these words of which I'm commanding you today should be on your heart. Ritzon Lomar, it means to say, that you have to connect these to your heart and believe in them, in the greater depths of what is hidden within you in your soul. And then it goes on, it goes on to explain the mitzvahs of a person's limbs. That includes within it the knowledge of it and the doing of it. Kamo shenemar, like the pasuk afterwards says, Dvarim vav zayin v'shinantam l'vonechem v'dibartabam, that you will teach them clearly to your children and you will speak in them. Shem lo yeye l'cha bein, if you don't have a son, al tosim ha-bein ilas kriyoscha osa. That even if you don't have a child, that's not the main reason of why you have to learn these words of the Torah. And then it says, when you're sitting in your home, when you're walking on the way, and when you're laying down, and when you're getting up. That it doesn't get withheld from the heart and from the tongue that which they are obligated in. Like you can withhold from the other limbs. That we have already mentioned constantly in the introduction to the Sefer when we talked about the obligations of a person's heart. And this is all to make us cautious, to warn us about that which it preceded. That these words that I teach you should be on your heart. That your language should be fluent with them. To the point where it brings to a remembrance within a heart. And you shouldn't turn your heart away from remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly. And this is similar to what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Perek Tazvav, Pasuk Ches, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samir, I place Hashem before me constantly. And the Pasuk in Devarim Lamed, Pasuk Yodalit says, Ki Karav Elecha HaDavar Ma'od, the matter is very close to you. Beficha uvelvavcha lasoso. It's in your heart and in your tongue, in your mouth, to be able to do it. Ve'achakein netak mechovas ha'ivarim. Then the psukim go into the obligations of a person's limbs. And mashi yesh bo mazeh belvad, that which has just actions alone. Ve'samo shlosha chlokim. And that's divided into three categories. Ve'amro, as it says in the next pasuk afterwards, devarim vav pasuk ches. Ukshatom le'oz ayonecha ve'ayulot ha'davos beininecha. You should tie them for a sign on your arm, and it should be for a toteves, a tefillin between your eyes. You should write them on the mezuzos of your household and your gates. This is referring to the tefillin shel yad, the tefillin shel rosh, and mezuzah. All three remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To love him with the whole heart. And to be driven towards him. And like the pasuk says, when it's talking about remembering the love of somebody who is beloved to you, in Shir Hashirim Perachas, pasuk Vav says, "Simeni kachosam alibecha." You should place me like a seal on your heart, kachosam alzerecha, like a seal on your arm, ki oza kamaves ava kosher kishol kina. Because your love is strong like death, and kosher kishol kina, the zealousness that you have is as difficult, as strong as the grave. The Amar and the Pasuk in Yeshaya Memtes Tazayin says, Hein al kapayim chakosich. Behold, on my palms you were engraved. The Amar and the Pasuk in Chagai Perek Beis Pasuk of Gimel says, Ekachach Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel Abdi Nu'um Hashem v'samticha chakosam. I will take you, Zerubbabel, as my servant, the word of Hashem, and I will make you like a seal. The Omer and the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Parak Aleph, Pasuk Yigimel says, Tzror Hamor Dodili, like a branch of Mor is my beloved to me, Bein Shodayolim, between my breasts, they will rest. But some Osam Shloshan, it made three of these, Kedei Sheyiyu Chazokim V'Kayam Yoser, and three makes it stronger and much more powerful and everlasting. Kasher Omer HaChacham, like the Chacham, Shlomo Melech says in Koheles, Parak Aleph, Pasuk Yobes, Ve'achot HaMashulosh, Lobo V'Meher Yonotik. A tripled string will not break easily. So this perek deals with 10 things. Chamisha mehem ruchniyim, 5 of them are spiritual. Chamisha mehem gashmiyim, and 5 of them are physical. Ruchniyim, and the spiritual ones are tchilosom. The first one is shehabori nimtzo, that Hashem exists. Yasheni shehu elokeinu, the second is that He is our God. Yashlishi shehu echad, the third is that He is one. Varavi, the fourth is shenaavihu b'chol libeinu, that we should love Him with all our heart. Yachamishi, and the fifth is Shinavdeu Belev Shalom, that we serve Him with a whole heart. Yachamishi Hagashmi, and the 5 physical things are Tchilosnum, the first is Vishinantal Benech, to teach your children. Yashini, the second is Vidibartabum, to speak in them. Yashlishi, the third is Ukshatum Lotza Yodecha, to tie it as a sign on your arm. Veravi, the fourth is Vahayodotavos Beninecha, that you should wear tefillin between your eyes. Yachamishi, and the fifth is Ukhsabtam Mezuzos Bisecha Vishrecha, that you should put up Mezuzos on the doorways and your gates. But Amar Rav Sinai Zechron Lebracha and Chazal say in the Gemara and Brachos Yugimol Amar Aleph, Lama Kodma Shema Levahayim Shemoa, why did the Parsha of Shema come before the Parsha of Vahayim Shemoa? Kadesh Yakavala Love Ol Malchus Shemaim Tchila, so that we accept upon ourselves first the yoke of heaven upon us, and then we accept upon ourselves the yoke, the burden of doing the mitzvos. That's why I sought to precede the Shar HaYichud, this gate of the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al Shar Shari HaSefer HaSeh, before any other part of the Sefer. So now I will need to explain regarding the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a whole heart, 10 facets. Harishon, the first is, Ma Geder HaYichud B'Lev Shalem. What is the criteria of designating Hashem as being one with a whole heart? Yasheni, the second is, Al Kama Chalokim Mischalik Inyan HaYichud. How many divisions are there regarding oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yashlishi, the third is, Im Nischayev Lachkor Olav B'Derech HaIyon Imlo. Whether we're required to delve into this very well, deeply, or not. Varavi, the fourth is, Eich derech mechkaro. How are you supposed to contemplate this? Omanu tzrich l'adat chila kodim shenachkar al hayichud. And what are we supposed to know as prerequisites before we start delving into thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness? V'achamishi, the fifth is, levar ha'akdomos asher yizbor mehen, that we should clarify these introductions, that we become very clear, ki yesh la'olam borei bro me'ayin, that there is a creator that created this world from nothingness. V'achishi, the sixth is, heich nevion, how are we going to bring ourselves to uphold the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The seventh is, the seventh step is to bring proofs that he is one. The eighth is, to explain the ideas of the one, ha'over ve'echad ha'emes, the one who passes and the one that is emes, that is true. The ninth thing is, that we'll discuss is, she'akel yizborech echad emes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the true one God, then Echad Emes Loso, and there is not one true God besides him. V'asiri, the tenth facet is, V'midos ha'alokios, and midos that are godly, V'amuskolos and intellectual, V'aksuvos, and that are in the psukim, V'aponim asher yizbor mehem, and the way in which we'll explain them, L'kayim anlo, U'l'harchiko mimenu, to be able to uphold them, and to distance, what distance is one from them. Perek Rishon, the first chapter. Amar HaMechaber, the author writes, Begeder Yichud Helokim Belev Shalem Hu, in the criteria for designating a HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a whole heart to be one, Sheyu HaLev HaLashon Shavim BeYichud HaBarei Yizborach, that the heart and the tongue should be equal when it comes to unifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Achar Asher Yovim B'Darche HaRayos Berur HaMitziyuso, that after which a person understands through proofs the clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, v'amitas achduso, and the truth of his unity, miderech iyun, from introspection, looking into it, mimnei sheyichud elokim mischalik v'medabrim kefi hischalkos hakarosam havanosam, because the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is divided amongst speaking creatures, human beings, according to divisions that are based on their acknowledgement and their understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mehem, some of them are, Mishim Yachid also Beloshonu Bavad, somebody who say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one just with their speech. Behu, and that is, Sheyesh Mabnei Adam Omrim Dover, they hear people saying things, Behu Nimshach Achareim, and he's drawn after them, Mibli Das Inyan Mashu Omer, without really understanding what he says, he just says it along with them. Umehem, and some people, Mishim Yachidehu Belibo Uloshonu, somebody who designates HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being one in his heart and in his tongue. Yovin Inyan Mashu Omer, he understands that which he is saying, Miderach HaKabbalah, from the Masorah, Shekiba Me'avosav, that he got from his forefathers. Ve'inena Yodea Amitas Mashu Mamin Me'ha'inyan Hu, but he doesn't really understand the truth of the matter of what he's believing. U'mehem, and then there are those, Mishmi Yachadehu Acher Sheyovin Miderach HaRoyos Amitas Ayin, somebody who will say, declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, after he understands through different proofs of the truth of the matter. But he thinks in his mind that it's like the unity of any other thing that's one, that's in creation. And he comes to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a very physical thing, and to compare it to something of form and image. Because he doesn't really know the truth of Hashem's oneness, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Umehem, and then there are those Mishi Miyachadehu Belibo Ulashono, somebody who proclaims the Kadosh Baruch Hu's oneness in his heart and in his mouth by tongue. Achar Shiyovin Inyan HaEchad HaEmes VaEchad HaOver, until he understands the true oneness and a oneness that is passing. And he will bring proofs to the veracity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence and the truth of his oneness. And this is the portion that is complete regarding the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alkein, therefore, amarti begeder ha'yichud ha'shalim, I have said in the terms of the criteria of Hashem's oneness that's complete, shu hashvuas ha'lev ha'loshon b'yichud ha'bori, that is making the heart and the speech being equal for the designation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being one. Achar sheyeda lahavi roya olav, only after that which he knows to bring proofs for it, v'ladas afane amitas achduzo mederach ha'yun, and to know all the aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness from having looked into it further. Parak Sheni, the second parak, second chapter. Omar HaMechaber, the author writes, Ach akama ponim mischalik b'yichud habori. There are many venues, many ways in which the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is divided. Omar, I say, Mimnei shepashta milas yichud b'divrei anshei ha-yichud. That since the term of unity has become so popular amongst people who believe in Hashem's oneness, Hirgilu b'harbe b'lashonim u'b'milosim tamid, it's become so accustomed for them to speak about it in their tongue and in their words constantly, that it becomes something to them that it's a word that they use for questioning things that happen good or things that happen bad. And they use it for something that they tremble for, a bad pain or affliction, to show its greatness and to show its wondrousness. And it doesn't even occur to them to even understand the truth of what they're saying in their mouth, because of their foolishness and their laziness. They think that the oneness of Hashem finishes just like the word itself finishes. And they don't feel, they don't get the sense that their hearts are empty from the truth of what it really means. And their insides are shaken off from what it really has in its content. Because they use it in their language and in their words. And they think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their heart being more than just one. And they imagine in their insides, in their mind, as a form of something else that's considered one that you find in creation. Yisabru oso, and they speak of him, b'midos lo se osno l'echad emes, with character traits that aren't appropriate for something that is the true oneness. B'avur she'enem yodim inyan ha'echad ha'emes, because they don't know what true oneness means. V'inyan ha'echad ha'over, and as opposed to something that is one that isn't emes, isn't true, it's just temporary, transient. El hasgula me'anshe ha'ichad, only a few of special designated people understand this. Shehemiku bechachma, that they have delved into the wisdom, vehevinu inyan habore vehanibra, and they've understood the concept of a creator and that which is created, vechukei ha'echad ha'emes, and the rules of something that is absolutely truly oneness, umashuhum is bodebo, and that which is unique in it. Ve'emes omar hafilosof ba'omro, and the philosopher said something truthful, and when he said, lo yuchol la'avod ilas ha'ilos, uschilas ha'aschalos, it's not possible to serve the first of all causes and the beginning of all beginnings. Ela nevi hador betivo, either a navi of the generation, a prophet with his betivo, naturally, or a philosoph hamuvhok, or a great philosopher, v'meshekano min hachokma, from that which he has developed from his own wisdom, avazolosom, but somebody who is not one of those, ovdim zuloso, are serving something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'mnei she'enem mevinim nimtza el morgot, because they don't understand something that is in this world unless it's comprised of different elements. And because of this, the oneness is divided based on the understandings of all these people, and the many different recognitions that they have in him, into four different venues. The first is Yichud Hakel Beloshim Bavad, people who designate HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being one, just with their language. Hamal asher yagia eleha ha'koton ve'apesi. And this advantage is something that is achieved by anybody who is very lowly, very small, and very simple. Asher einenu yodea iyan ha'emuna. They don't really understand something of belief in Hashem. Ve'inam itosa kavua b'libo. And its truthfulness is not established, it's not rooted in his heart. Ve'achelech hasheni, who the second division is, Yichud Hakel Balev of Alashon, somebody who has the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his heart and in his mouth, Al Yedei HaKabbalah, from his Mesorah. Mimnei Shehu Ma'amin B'misha Kibbalah Mehem, because you believe the person that you received it from, you heard it from. Ve'enenu Yodea Amitas Ha'inyan Mitzad Sichlo Usmunasa, but you don't really understand it from your own intellect and your own understanding. V'uka'iver Hanimsha Ha'arei Pikeach, and you're like a blind person who's being led along by somebody who is able to see, somebody who has their eyes open. And it could be that you'll receive something from somebody who received just like you. So now you're like a whole group of blind people following somebody even before that. Some call Echamhem Yodo al Shem Chavero. Each person, each of these blind people are putting their hand on the shoulder of their friend, until they get to the person who can see, Asher Barosha Chabura, who's at the head of all this group, Shemanigam, and he's leading them along. Because if this person who can see is negligent amongst them, and ignores him, doesn't pay attention to them, and he's not cautious in guarding them, or if one of them stumble, or if something will happen to them, it'll happen to all of them equally. And they'll veer off the way. And maybe they'll fall into a pit or into a ditch. Or maybe they'll stumble upon something that will withhold them from moving. And so do somebody who has the designation of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu as oneness through a Masorah. He's not guaranteed that he won't come to a level where he'll believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and another power. Because if he will hear the words of the people who do believe in two powers and their claims, after Shatishtana Daito, maybe his mind will be changed, and he'll make a mistake, and he won't even recognize. And because of this, Chazal said in Perkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yodalid, have a shakud lilmud Torah, you should push yourself and delve into learning Torah, v'da mashatasha l'apikoresh, and you should know how to respond to an apikoresh. V'achelek ha'shlishi, the third division is, mechalki ha'yichud hu, in the divisions of the belief in Hashem's oneness, is Yichud Habori Valev Uvalashon, to have oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your heart and in your mouth. Acher Sheyuchal Lahavi Alav Royos Alamitas Mitziyuso V'Derech Iyun, to the point where you're able to bring proofs to the oneness, the truth of the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a deep way of thinking. Mibli Das Inyan Ha'echad Ha'emes V'Echad Over, without fully understanding what the difference is between a true oneness versus a transient oneness. And this is like a person who's able to see, that he's walking along the way, but now he wants to go on a very far distant way. But the path splits off into many different ways that he's not sure of. And he doesn't know the right way, the right path to take to get to the city which he anticipates to reach. Even though he knows the way and the direction in which he's going in, and he puts in a lot of effort towards it, but he still won't come to what he desires, because he just doesn't know the way to get there. Like the pasuk in Koheles Yud Tezvav says, Amal haksidim tiagenu, the toil of fools will wear them out, because they don't know how to get to the city. But the fourth category is that a person will know the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his heart and in his mouth and his speech, to the point where he's able to bring proofs towards it, and to understand the truth of Hashem's oneness through extreme depth and understanding, and with the logic that is proper and very intellectual. V'zeu achilek hasholem, this is the complete portion, the complete category, v'achoshev shebhem, and the most significant and important of all of them. V'amalo hazos, and this attribute is, He asher hisir aleha Navi is what the Navi told us about, warned us about. But Amro, when it says in Devarim Perek Dalet Pasuk Lamates, v'yadata hayom v'hashivos elavavecha, that you should know today and you shall place it towards your heart, ki Hashem hu Elokim, that Hashem is our God, v'hashamayim mimal, in shamayim up above, v'al ha'aretz mitachas, and in the land below us, ein od, and there is no other.